This is Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, episode 13 for Wednesday, April 10th, 2019. Hello from Lincoln Public Schools. I'm Mindy Burback.
And I'm Brian Fitzgerald. Welcome to Stories from Lincoln Public Schools. It's our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make Lincoln Public Schools the wonderful place that it is. In today's episode, we're happy to bring you audio from this week's Board Preview Live, where board member Don Mayhew discussed the importance of kindergarten registration with our staff.
But first, let's take a look at the headlines on the LPS website. Brian, we had a really cool thing happen last week. More middle school students, as part of their Destination Imagination, came up with an idea to do a book drive. And they got so many books, but what they really wanted to do was make the books available for students and families who English is not their first language. So they worked with Oscar in Federal Programs and with Chris Hefner in Library Media Services, and they selected 17 books, and they had the bilingual liaisons here at the district translate those books into different languages so that they could share those books with the families at West Lincoln. And this children and those families could read books together in their native tongue and learn English at the same time by putting stickers over the English words. It was really neat. On last week on Friday, they came together, they presented a play about how they came up with this process, and then the bilingual liaisons read the books in those native tongues, and it was so neat to see at West Lincoln.
What an amazing thing that had to have been. I really, really wanted to be there and was excited to hear about it afterwards.
It was a really cool event. Also on our website, we have some great news. It was announced also at our board meeting last night, but we are getting three new Community Learning Center sites at Lincoln Public Schools. We currently have 26 Community Learning Centers located in our schools throughout the city, and they offer safe, supervised before and after school programs, weekend and summer enrichment opportunities, and other supports for services for children, families, and neighborhoods. And we found out that next school year, Randolph Elementary School, Lincoln Northeast, and Lincoln High School will now be added to the list of Community Learning Center sites. How exciting for that.
Excellent.
Brian, what else is going on this week?
Oh, like all weeks, we've got a lot of stuff going on. Number one, starting today and going through Saturday, we've got Heartland Athletic Conference Baseball going on all week. So if you want to sit outside and catch a ball game, there's tons of games going on. You can check the Heartland Athletic Conference website for all of those. Tonight we have girls soccer at 5 p.m. Northeast versus Southwest at Seacrest. And at 6, we have boys soccer, Lincoln High versus East at Beechner. Tomorrow on the 11th, we have girls soccer East versus Lincoln High at Seacrest. At 7 p.m. at Northeast, they're having the Spring Showcase Vocal Concert, and it's in the auditorium. And also East High is having their Spring Choir Concert in the auditorium. And Southwest is presenting My Fair Lady in their auditorium. Friday night, girls tennis is East High versus Southeast at Woods. Boys soccer, Northeast versus North Star at Seacrest. Girls soccer, Southwest versus North Star at Beechner. And another performance of My Fair Lady, 7 p.m. that evening. Saturday, 8:30 in the morning, Lincoln High is hosting a whole bunch of girls tennis teams over at Woods. And we have the last performance of My Fair Lady at 7 p.m. that evening. A rare Sunday event, 1 to 2 p.m., as the Elementary Art Show, and that's right here at the district office and at the Hawthorne Building, which is over by 48th and O. Monday, we have the NSAA Band, Orchestra, and Chorus Concert, and that's happening, I think, at Lincoln High and at East High all day. 4 p.m., girls tennis, East High versus Southwest at Woods. 5 p.m. baseball, Lincoln High versus Northeast at Sherman. 5 p.m. girls soccer, Northeast versus Southeast at Seacrest. And finally, next Tuesday, we have our learning lunch here at the district office where they're going to be focusing on LPS student debate. So bring a lunch and you can hear more about student debate here in the district. That afternoon, 4 p.m. girls tennis, Northeast versus Southwest at Woods. Boys soccer at 5 p.m., North Star versus Southwest at Seacrest. 7 p.m. that night at East High is the Junior Youth Orchestra and the Youth Ensemble of Strings Concert. And earlier that evening, 5 p.m. Southeast, concert band and the symphonic band and wind ensemble. So a lot of things going on. Music, athletics, anything you could want.
Art. It's that end of the year when we want to showcase all the fabulous things our students are doing. So you cannot be bored at Lincoln Public Schools. There's plenty going on. Well, Brian, with the school year winding down, we are already planning for next fall, hard to believe. And part of that planning includes getting ready for our newest scholars, kindergarten students. Don Mayhew sat down with LPS Director of Elementary Education, Cindy Schwaniger, and Randolph kindergarten teacher, Mackenzie Schief, last night on our LPS Live board preview to get advice for parents on how to prepare their child for kindergarten.
Hello, my name is Don Mayhew, and I'm a member of your Lincoln Public Schools Board of Education. Welcome to this broadcast of LPS Live Board Preview. We're using Facebook Live to reach out to the community, give you a chance to get to know your elected school board members a little bit better, and talk about some of the important work that we're doing as a school district. Keep in mind, if you're watching this live and you have a question for us, type it in the comments below, and if we have a chance, we'll try to respond to your questions live on this broadcast. The school year is winding down, and we're already planning for the 2019-20 school year. If your family or someone you know has a child who will be 5 years old before July 31st, it's time to enroll them in kindergarten. We have thoughtful teachers and staff who are excited to meet our new scholars. And here today to tell us about how families can prepare for kindergarten is Cindy Schwaniger, Director of Elementary Education, and Mackenzie Schief, kindergarten teacher at Randolph Elementary School. Ladies, welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Cindy, let's start with you. Okay. I remember my wife and I as young parents, especially with our youngest son, talking a lot about whether he was ready for kindergarten. And his birthday was kind of on a borderline. Mm-hmm. We agonized over this decision. Should we send him now when he's a little bit young? Should we wait a year? He might be a little bit bored. What can you tell us? What advice do you have for parents how they can be able to tell that their kids are ready for kindergarten?
That is a hard question. We wish that we had the thermometer that you scan across their forehead that tells you whether they're ready or not, but we don't. So there really is no right or wrong answer. It depends, and it really depends on the child, and nobody knows the child better than the parent. So I think some things to look for would be their readiness in terms of social, emotional, how they get along with others, if they can separate from the parents pretty easily, or if that's really hard for them. It looks like the school knowing where they're going, if the program looks like something you think that they'll be successful with. Of course, we always want the school to adapt to the child as well. But talking to a preschool teacher, how is the child acting when they're not with you would be something to look for as well. I think that in most cases, if parents hold a child, they usually are okay with that decision. And what I would say is if you decide to send your child, you have to make that decision and be comfortable with it, because in September, it's not a good idea to pull them out. Mm-hmm. The child will love kindergarten. Our teachers are really good at that. And we want them to love kindergarten. So it's hard to go back. And another thing to remember is you don't want to use that as a reason for future challenges. Oh, we should have held the child. Make the decision and go with it and support your child.
So the answer, as with most things, is that parents know what's best for their kids.
They do.
And if they're having a feeling that maybe they should go in one direction or the other, they're probably right. Mm-hmm. But if they want to call and talk about it, is that a possibility?
Absolutely. And as I said, if their child is in preschool, or maybe they have a coach or a dance instructor, mm-hmm. how are they able to follow directions? Are they able to get along with the other children, and are they able to function well without their parent there? They can always call me at the district office, and I'm happy to talk to them. They can talk to the principal at the school. So we have lots of people that they can consult with.
Now, before you were in your current job, I know you were a teacher, you were a principal, and I know that now you spend a lot of time in the school, so you could be an amazing resource for parents, I'm sure. Let me ask that as parents are thinking about this over the next few months, and if they decide to have their kids in kindergarten this fall, what are some things they can be doing over the next several months to make sure that their children are ready?
Well, the very first thing is they need to register. Mm-hmm. And we will talk about that a little bit more, but we want children to be registered so that they are in the system and that we can communicate with the families. Also, it's important to get that appointment for a physical. Before entering kindergarten, we want children to have a physical, to have a vision exam, a dental exam, and also to be up to date on their immunizations. Some parents are going to want before and after school childcare at the school. look into that now. Mm-hmm. Those programs fill up really quickly, and parents can be really disappointed if they wait too long. So now's the time to be looking at that. And then just pay attention to the mailings that are coming. Look on Facebook for the school that your child is going to attend. There's sometimes the spring carnival is coming or other events, and incoming kindergartners are invited. And it's a great way to take your child to school, to have them just become familiar with the surroundings. Mm-hmm. Every time they walk in, it builds their confidence. Usually schools have a visitation, so they won't want to miss that mailing as well. So those are things to look for.
And if parents, if they're hearing this and they have questions, you mentioned that they can call you, but also I'm sure they could call their buildings and
Absolutely.
Talk to their principals.
Yes.
And also get all of this information.
Absolutely.
Okay, very good. Mackenzie, let's talk to you for a minute. Now, you were described to me as one of our rock star kindergarten teachers. I think that anybody who is juggling all the balls that a teacher has to during the day with all of the kids in a classroom, I think all of our teachers are rock stars.
They are.
I'm very glad that you're here talking with us about this. Let me ask you, as a kindergarten teacher, what do you hope a child is ready to do when they come to your classroom, or what qualities do you hope they have when they're starting school in August?
Well, you know, we really want them to be excited. Mm-hmm. We want them to be excited about learning, and excited to be there, and curious, and wanting to learn. So we want them to start there, but also thinking academically, being able to follow adult directions. Like Cindy said about taking them to different activities where they have to listen to other adults, because when they come to school, they have to be able to follow an adult direction from all adults. Knowing how to hold a pencil and a crayon, mm-hmm. letting them play with scissors and glue, make their crafts, and then practicing their name. If they can write their name and know the letters in their name, it just starts them off on a really solid foot in kindergarten and helps us set the base for them to just continue growing and learning.
Now, kindergarten right now looks very different than it did when I was in school.
Me as well.
And sure. And I remember it used to be half day. I remember when we moved to full day kindergarten several years ago. Walk us through it. What is a day in kindergarten like?
So at Randolph, our kindergarten starts with whole group reading for about an hour, and then we transition into guided reading, where we pull up small groups to do more focused instruction. While we pull the small groups, the rest of the class goes back and does station activities to help build their literacy. From there, we go to lunch and recess. We have a story, we do a writing lesson, math, unit studies, where we rotate through health, social studies, and science. And then we go to specials, which at Randolph we have computer, art, music, and PE. Recess, which is a big one, and that's pretty much a kindergarten day.
And then throughout the year, what kinds of growth do you see in your kids?
So much. That's why I love kindergarten, because they come in knowing so little and they leave knowing so much. So mm-hmm. my favorite example is in writing. They come in and I sit down at conferences and I show parents a picture with stick figures and a bunch of random letters, and I say, this is their story. And parents always give me this weird look like, that's not writing. So they start that in first quarter, and by the end of the year, they leave with a three-part story with complete sentences, a beginning, middle, and end, using adjectives and voice, and just taking all the things they know. They come in not knowing how to read. They leave knowing how to read. They go from knowing zero high-frequency words to reading, writing, and spelling all 40 in the blink of an eye. So much growth in kindergarten. Social, emotional, they're empathetic, they learn how to problem solve, make friends. So much growth in all areas.
As parents, we were very into our kids, and we could see that transformation at home. I can only imagine what that's like for you as you're seeing that in all of your students every day throughout the year. And that's neat. Cindy, let's go back to you. So
okay.
as busy parents, we're juggling jobs, we're mm-hmm. juggling carpools and everything else. And if you were to tell me as a parent that a form was due on May 15th, then I would probably start looking at it about May 14th to get it filled out. Tell me, in this particular case, for a kindergarten enrollment, and I know that new this year we're doing it online, mm-hmm. Why is it a bad idea to wait till the day before they're due?
Well, we do ask for some information. One would be that we need the birth certificate, so you need to be looking for that, round that up, as well as the health history. And so if you've got the exam from the doctor where you can upload that as well, that really helps. You can go online, and we ask that this be done as soon as possible so that we can get families in the system and that we can communicate with them. As I said earlier, there may be some special events at school or the visitation, and we don't want kids to miss that. And the best way that we can ensure that they have that information is making sure that they're in our computer system. So you can go online right on the lps.org homepage. There's a big red button that it says to enroll students. Once you click on that, very explicit directions. There's frequently asked questions. There's a number you can call if you need help, or you can always go to the school. And we really encourage people to do that online registration prior to May 15th. Now, if that just isn't possible, it's still okay to go to the school and register.
Mm-hmm.
But take the birth certificate and take the health history along with you.
Birth certificate and health history.
Right.
I expect a lot of parents will want to go into the school. I know for us, if that had been an option to do it online, mm-hmm. I'd have been all over that. So I'm glad that's something that we offer now. Well, that's the time that we have. Thank you both so much for joining me today. And thank you both for the work that you do every day for our kids.
Great tips from Cindy Schwaniger and Mackenzie Schief there about how parents can get their kids ready for kindergarten enrollment, or getting them ready for kindergarten, or even if they're ready for kindergarten.
You know, if you know somebody that has a child that should be going into kindergarten or they're thinking about it, now is the time to, you know, maybe poke them a little bit and say, hey, have you signed up? Are you all registered? Are you enrolled for the fall? You know, when folks these days are on all kinds of different media, sometimes it's really tricky to know how to reach them and say, hey, are you on there? They're not necessarily all watching the same news broadcasts and reading the paper like it was so easy to catch people before. So make sure you know that they know enrollment's going on right now, because it's really important that people sign up right now, because we like to contact people throughout the summer. Sometimes schools like to do like a little get together, a little ice cream social, you know, stuff like that. You want to be included in all of those things. So let them know right now that you're planning on being there in the fall.
That's right. Any child that's going to be 5 before July 31st, if you know somebody or have a child in your life that's going to be 5 before July 31st, enroll them. Like Cindy Schwaniger said, it's important to enroll them, get them enrolled, signed up, get that important information. Then over the summer, you can decide if whether or not you want to continue on. But we need to get them in our system so that we can get you that important information and get them in for school.
And next Tuesday, you can see the results of some of that spectacular growth. Maybe not how they are at the end of the kindergarten year, but maybe at the end of their freshman or junior year, you can see some fantastic high school debaters. Hear what the high school debate program is like here at Lincoln Public Schools. That's at Learning Lunch next Tuesday at noon here at the district office. So that's all the time we've got for today. Thank you so much for joining us here on Stories from Lincoln Public Schools.